Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Now, home sellers in the UK are cutting their asking prices at the fastest pace in 4 years as higher interest rates are putting off buyers. The latest figures from the property website Rightmove say that the average asking price has dropped 2.1% in December to an average of just under £360,000. We're joined now by Tim Bannister, who's Rightmove's head of property science. Good morning, Tim. Sellers don't tend to discount in December, and it's not really the month to sell your house anyway. How much of a bigger drop than usual is this?
It's a little bit more than normal. I mean, our numbers aren't seasonally adjusted, so they do show the seasonal patterns. We may see sort of a one of the bit percent. This is 2.1% versus last month down. So it's a little bit above what we've seen for the last few years. It's still 5.6% above where we were last year on a year-on-year basis. But yes, we're down a little in this month.
So this is the second month of declines in your data. Have prices got much more to fall, do you think?
Yes, yeah, so it's the second month down. We're probably about 3% off where we were in October. I think when we look through to 2023, we think that prices will be down about a further 2% from where they are today. So 2% fall from where we've got today. So a little bit more to come. I think that's understandable. We always thought that the pace of growth would slow. We've had a few sort of unprecedented years. We've seen record prices. We're up 20%+ on where we were 3 years ago. So we were expecting that to ease as demand eased. We saw some of these headwinds, you know, increased cost of borrowing, for example, and the cost of living squeeze that we were all experiencing. So we were expecting that to happen. I think perhaps it happened a little quicker than expected in following the turmoil in October. But yeah, we're expecting things to sort of steady from here and settle, which is why we think it'll be sort of around 2% down in 2023.
And if people are trying to game the system and sell high and buy cheap somewhere else, how does London compare to the rest of the country?
I think we're going to see a really hyper-local market. And it's probably not even so much around regions. It's probably even down to streets that we're going to see different pace of price movement. London hasn't fared as well as some other parts of the country. You know, if you're talking about first time buyer type properties or small properties in London, they're kind of up 4-5% in the last 3 years versus large properties in Wales up almost 30%. So there's quite a big disparity across what we've seen in the last 3 years. So I think it's going to be about sort of really being focusing, working with local estate agents, for example, to understand that even down to, as I say, to the street and the property we're talking about. London, as I say, hasn't performed quite as well as some of the other areas. I'm not sure it's going to fare as badly. I think it's, you know, there's support there going forward because there is still strong demand. We haven't had the same sort of stock issues in London, but we're also not seeing stock coming on in London in the same pace as we are seeing elsewhere.
Tim, you're looking at a 2% fall next year, which is relatively small compared to other forecasts. I mean, you know, Bloomberg are expecting a 10% drop in property prices. I'm wondering, why is it that you see the fall as being so small, and what's going to drive the recovery?
Well, I think there are a few things. I think obviously we've seen a turbulent time of late, but we're also seeing, you know, stabilization in that on that side of things. We're seeing rates stabilizing, even coming down a little bit from on the swap side of things. And we think that'll be reflected in mortgages. And I think that's critical because planning a home move isn't something you do on a whim. It's something you plan for quite a long time. And I think what we're seeing from our numbers, from demand side of things, is that demand has been holding up relatively well. So demand at the moment is up 4% in the last couple of weeks versus where we were in 2019. So that gives us sort of some confidence that we'll see, as things stabilize in the beginning part of this year, that demand start stabilize and start to come back. We're also seeing demand, when I say demand, that's people actually contacting estate agents about their next home. We're also seeing demand, like another measure of demand, which is people looking at properties. So maybe not inquiring, but looking. And that's actually up 11% compared to where we were last year. So that's held up. So that gives us some confidence that people are still interested in moving. They're just waiting for that stability. And then I think we move on to 2023. Yes, we know it's going to be tougher than 2022 and 2021. But I think, you know, that as that stability comes through, that's going to be important. We also don't think we're in a place where we're going to see lots of forced sellers. And that typically is what sort of can drive prices down, so that there's larger numbers of falls that you just mentioned. So I think for those reasons, we're thinking that it's going to be more like a 2% fall in 2023.
Tim, very quickly, a quite genuine question of curiosity. We've got really snowy weather today. The Met Office has issued yellow weather warnings for snow and ice till Thursday. Does that have any impact on housing? Are people less likely to go out and view a house when it's snowing outside?
The weather definitely does have a role. You know, we see it when there are heat waves. We see people looking for typing in, trying to find houses with swimming pools, for example. And we see the opposite, you know, definitely when it's cold. You know, that's when, at the moment as well, everybody's thinking about their bills, aren't they? So, you know, energy efficient homes become really something that people really seek out. So it is reflected in our numbers really quickly. So yes, weather does impact certainly in the short term, and sometimes structurally in the long term, you know, things like energy efficiency. It does impact sort of demand and what we see coming through at any given moment.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.